This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? Recently, Ben Shapiro has come to the United Kingdom, has come to London, to Cambridge, to Oxford. He's come to places where hundreds of thousands of pro-Palestinian marchers and people of the resistance have come out in the streets from different backgrounds, from different races, and from different religions to show solidarity in the cause, which is a pro-Palestinian cause, an anti-oppression cause, a just cause. And this individual, Ben Shapiro, who's known who I am for a very long time, and who's tried to engage me in scurrying along from time to time, and who's used as an intellectual human shield, Jordan Peterson and Piers Morgan and other people, to try and avoid dealing with me directly. This individual, in his usual manner, has gone to engage the undergrads, the college students. Yes, and in fact, those college students dealt with him in a manner which gave him a run for his money, left him on the ropes. Mashallah, some of the Muslim sisters and some of the other people there were giving some fantastic points which he didn't even know how to respond to. What I'm going to do now is just respond to a couple of those clips and show you the ignorance of this man on a topic which we would think he would know more about, considering the emotional, the monetary investment that he has made to it. Let's take a look at the first clip.
What response do you have about the Great March of Return, which is a very well-documented incident where peacefully Palestinian civilians just marched to their own land that they have a right to go and return to, but they were killed, shot at, and murdered in cold blood?
What year are we talking about? Which group are we talking about? I need more specificity.
I'm talking about the Great March of Return.
I know, I'm asking for more specificity because I'm unaware of all the details of what you're speaking about.
So the Great March of Return is a well-documented instance where many Palestinians, after a tweet by a Palestinian, encouraged other Palestinians to go march peacefully back to their land.
Which land is theirs? What are we talking about?
We're talking about occupied Palestine.
Are you talking about in proper Israel? Where are we talking about? Like, which areas?
We're talking about on the borders of Palestine, and we're also talking about their right to return to Palestine.
There is no right to return. If you're talking about in Palestine, if you're talking about the land that is inside the 67 borders, there is no right of return to Haifa, there's no right of return to Tel Aviv, there's no right of return to West Jerusalem.
The Great March of Return that was being referenced by the sister was in fact in Gaza. That's where it was. Now, if you know anything about recent Israeli or Palestinian politics, which I would think you should, having 115 employees in Daily Wire, hundreds of millions, if not billions of pounds or dollars being spent on the matter, that one of your researchers would have told you actually about this situation. It was in Gaza, and it was a situation where 223 Palestinians were shot dead by the IDF. And this was without a single rocket being launched by Hamas or a single shot being fired. This happened in the years 2018 to 2019. Now you imagine, this is the thing that is underreported, if not reported, by the Western media. And then you start asking the question as to why or what happened, when should the clock start? And you conveniently start the clock on the 7th of October, because that's when Jewish life was affected. And we've already spoken about the tragic nature of civilian death, whether it be Jewish life, black man's life, white man's life, yellow man's life, any man's life. We've already spoken about that at length. But what I'm going to say to you is, the fact that you didn't even know about that this happened in Gaza, while I know full well that if 223 Jewish people died, you'd know about that. You'd know the date. You'd know the names of the people. You would know the names. And in fact, the aftermath of that particular situation showed you the futility of international law. For you see, what happened after that was that the Palestinian Liberation Organization, or the PA, I should say, the Palestinian Authority, they raised the matter to the ICC, the International Criminal Court. As you may know, there is the ICJ and the ICC. Both of them are international courts. When this matter was raised to the International Criminal Court, the then Trump administration issued an executive order that threatened to freeze the assets of the International Criminal Court, which had the overall effect of the Palestinians' rights being curtailed. Meaning what? Meaning this. Meaning the people of Gaza, before the situation took place in 2023, they were attempting peaceful means to try and get their voice heard by the international community. And even in those peaceful means, just like we saw in the Intifada and other things before it, the cruel and the terroristic IDF killed Palestinian civilians, 223 of them. So much so that human rights organizations detailed this in great detail, this matter. The fact that you didn't even know what happened with the Great March, you didn't even know it. We saw it in the clip. You had no idea that this happened. You had no idea. You're ignorant of the situation, number one. Ha! You're ignorant of your own politics in the region that you claim to represent. Number two, that you didn't even know the aftermath. You didn't know where it happened. Any of those details you had, you're ignorant of the situation. Shows me full well that only Jewish life matters to people like you. That's the truth. You are a Zionist and an ethnic supremacist, clearly, because you can't bring it to condemn the killing of Palestinian civilians by the IDF. Hamas, Hamas, Hamas. This cannot be the only scapegoat, because as I mentioned, Hamas did not shoot nor launch a rocket at that time. So this is the first thing I mentioned. The second thing I'll mention relating to the clip. The sister was talking about the right of return. And then he mentions that, well, can you have people going into a sovereign nation and quote unquote, set up shop. That's what he said. Set up shop. Who are the indigenous people of that particular land? Are you claiming, Shapiro, that the only, I'm not even denying that Jewish people may have been indigenous to the land. My question is, is your claim that the only indigenous people in that land are Jewish people? Is that the claim? Yani, in all the time, for millennia, could it not be said that one single Arab-Palestinian was indigenous to that? Is that your claim? So that's my first point. The second point is, which is the argument that you don't understand, but I will make it clear for you and easier for you, and your other people to know, the Zionist friends, because wallahi, uqsumu billah al-azim, yeah? You will all understand this argument is the thorn in your racist sides, because we know you're a racist, what you said about Arab people. You agreed with a quote, and I've got it already saved, that said that they are 100% terrorist sympathizers or thugs. Terrorist sympathizers or thugs, that Jews like to build things, Arabs like to bomb crap. And you've already admitted that you said that. Had you said that about black people, you'd be finished. If I said that about Jews, I'd be cancelled. But you can say it about Arabic people, because as you think, you can say that about our Palestinians, because as you think, the blood and the sanctity and the value of the Palestinian person has become the cheapest, frankly. But let me continue anyway. Because the apartheid, yes, apartheid, right of return law indicates without shadow of a doubt that Israel is an apartheid state. It has racial preferencing. What's the evidence of that? The evidence of that is as follows. Number one, What is apartheid? Or what are the thresholds that must be met in order for an apartheid to happen? The thresholds that must be met in order for an apartheid to happen is that there's discrimination based on race. And we know that Jewishness is both ethnic and religious, both at the same time. But the right of return law only favors Jewish people. In other words, no Arabs can come to that land. Which means to say that the right of return law fulfills the criterion required for an apartheid state to be labeled as such. The point is that the right of return law is a racist law. And the fact that you can't understand that, and that you defend that law, and that you can't condemn that law, is ample evidence that you, my friend, and I use that term, actually I don't, you retract that term, you're not my friend. You, boy, yeah, are a racist. You are a racist. I wonder where you get this from. Because before I say this, I will say this. You cannot support apartheid laws and right of return laws without the prerequisite of being a racist. That's why I came. You support apartheid laws, therefore you fulfill the prerequisites of being a racist. You are a racist. There's ample evidence that you are a racist. Whoever's associated with you, doesn't condemn you, doesn't put you in your place, then maybe they are racist too. Or they're afraid of being labeled as anti-Semite. Well, now they're going to be labeled as racist. Or racist sympathizer, because you're racist. You're a racist. And we've seen the horrible racism that has taken place in the state of Israel, not just against Arab people, who are Muslims and Christians, by the way, but by the Sephardic Jews, by the Ashkenazis, and by the Ethiopians, and by the Sudanese, and by this one, and by that one. And you can just read Haaretz, yes, newspaper articles on the matter. It's even the left has understood that in Israel, that there is this racism, and you're part of that. So don't you dare try it, speak with confidence, come and speak to Muslim sisters. That sister was completely correct. Just like people after that sister were correct as well when they were making the historical case. And I noticed that you're a liar when it comes to history. Either you are ignorant of history just like you're ignorant of this, or you're a liar. And of course, if you want to see more information about the historical development, I have done a video with Abdullah Andalusi about that, about the entire concise history of Palestine conflict. With that, I will conclude. And I'll say to Ben, I know you're watching me. I know you're afraid of me. I know you are. I would be too if I were you. It would make sense. Here is a man who can destroy me intellectually and physically in a legal manner. Here is a man who is more than me in every way. Here is a man who, when I saw an image of him and a video of him on Piers Morgan's show, I swallowed deeply. And I'm not going to make any jokes about that. I swallowed, there was a gulp that happened. Here is a man that if he delivers one slap, intellectual slap, that I would drop on the floor quicker than the IDF drops bombs on babies. I understand why you're not engaging me. I just want to speak to your wife for a second. Yes, I'm speaking to Ben Shapiro's wife. Ben Shapiro's wife, whatever your name is, just know your husband is a coward. Just know this is the real man. Look at me. Ben Shapiro's wife, please look at me. Your husband is a coward. He can't engage me. And he has no excuse. He can't excuse himself by saying he's more qualified than I am, more famous than I am, gets more numbers than I am, have, or anything. But he can't engage me. And if he's got any children, Ben Shapiro's children, I want you to know that I would never wish for you what I'm seeing in Gaza with the Palestinian children. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.